Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Okay, good evening and welcome to Bradford Owls basketball. This is James Patrick coming to you tonight from Johnsonburg, Pennsylvania, where tonight the Rams are going to host your Bradford Owls. A little bit of an early start, as we often find out when we get on the road. So we're scrambling a bit here, folks. I apologize for that. Thank you for tuning in tonight to WSB Sports. We'll have some exciting Owls basketball. Real quick, the starting lineups. Tonight for your Bradford Owls will be Taryn Reese, Tyler Simmons, Marcus Terwilliger, Evan Troisi, and Daniel Marasco. And starting for the Johnsonburg Rams will be Noah Stauffer, Cade Peterson, Aiden DeMay, Parker Calla, Jude Schreiber. Tonight your Owls will be in their red road uniforms, Johnsonburg in the white with a blue trim. We are just about ready to go, ladies and gentlemen. The Owls come into the game at 4 wins, 2 losses. They're off to a nice start to their season. Tonight's a non-league tilt here in Johnsonburg. We're going to get ready for the national anthem. I'm going to take a short break, and we'll be back with the game. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back on the air due to the public address announcer had a lot to say tonight, and we're going to listen in together at the national anthem once it gets started. Once again, welcome James Patrick, Johnsonburg, Pennsylvania, your Owls against the Rams. Okay, and we're ready to play some ball here in Johnsonburg. As I said, your Owls come in at 4 wins, 2 losses. The weather has canceled 2 of their games, unfortunately. And we're going to go through the starting lineups again. If you're just joining us, for Johnsonburg, it's going to be Stauffer, Peterson, DeMay, Calla, and Schreiber. And for your Owls, it is going to be Taryn Reese, Tyler Simmons, Marcus Terwilliger, Evan Troisi, and Daniel Marasco. Troisi, Taryn Reese. Okay. We're just about ready. Another one of my classic starts. I always forget that on the road, at home in Bradford, they'll wait till 7:30 for us. But on the road, we're at the mercy of whatever the school decides to do. So I'm not familiar with the results so far for the Johnsonburg boys. They usually have a pretty solid program. And they're about to introduce the Rams. And since there's only been a few broadcasts, I want to remind everyone, we've got about, we're in the full swing of things now. We're going to have a mixture of boys Owls games and some Lady Owls games, about 24 in total, something like that. So from now until early March or late February, we'll be having a lot of Owls games. I'd like to thank our sponsors for sponsoring the radio broadcast. I did not get a final JV score this evening. However, it was tight toward the end, and I will get one eventually. So the referees are ready. They've taken their positions. There we go. Okay. And we'll get underway. Just about 10 minutes before I thought. Not bad. We've got Nick in the studio tonight. I'd like to thank Nick for his hard work back there. And once again, this is James Patrick. Looks like Daniel Marasco will jump for your Owls against Schreiber for Johnsonburg. Size difference. Nothing catches the eye. They look about the same size tonight. And Marasco with the double tip back to Troisi. Troisi into the corner. It'll take me a second with the names. There's Simmons. Simmons back to Troisi. Hands it to Marasco, out to Terwilliger. Terwilliger drives baseline underneath, tries to get it to Simmons, and broken up by Johnsonburg. So Johnsonburg has possession, still scoreless here in the first. Stauffer's got the ball, down low, shot up and in. That is number 10, Calla. Calla with the first points of the game. Owls around the perimeter. Johnsonburg in a 2-3 zone. There's a shot by Marasco off the mark. And Reese fought for the rebound but was outfought. Johnsonburg with possession and the lead. Owls, 2-3 zone as well. Johnsonburg passing around the perimeter. There's a shot by 34. It's up short. Rebound by Johnsonburg. Calla looks like a pretty strong young man underneath. That last shot was missed by Schreiber. Johnsonburg still in possession. There's a three-pointer off the mark. Rebounded once again by Johnsonburg. Up to the top of the key. Owls playing some tough defense. They got to get that rebound, though. And there's a travel on Johnsonburg. Okay, so it's going to be Bradford ball under their own basket. And the score, 6 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the first, is 2-0 Johnsonburg. Here comes Marcus Terwilliger. Terwilliger picks up his dribble. Off to Simmons, Tyler Simmons with the ball on the wing. Simmons between the legs, back out to Terwilliger. Terwilliger looking for an open man. Out to Taren Reese. Reese hands it off, back to Simmons. Here comes Daniel Marasco down the lane, and his shot is up and a little short, rebounded by Johnsonburg. Johnsonburg's on the run. Number 4 takes it all the way in, and it's off the mark. Rebounded once again by Calla. Calla with the rebound and putback. That's 4 points for Calla and 0 points for Bradford. Daniel Marasco with the ball on the other end. Owls down quickly. Marcus Terwilliger with the ball, top of the key. Marcus drives to the foul line, kicks it out to Troisi. Terwilliger with a three ball off the front of the rim, rebounded by Johnsonburg. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Our Johnsonburg off and running again. They passed up the three ball that time. Taren Reese on the defense of the ball up at the top of the key. There's a three ball from Johnsonburg off the mark, rebounded by Troisi. Good hustle there by Troisi. Troisi's got the ball into the corner for Simmons. Marasco, Twilliger open. Oh, a little hard on the shot. And rebounded once again by Johnsonburg. Johnsonburg certainly controlled the boards on both ends at this point. They lead 4-0. Referee's going to be in my way all night. I'm right courtside, folks. Steal by the Owls. Marasco in the corner. Penetrates a little bit. Gets it into Simmons. And then a backcourt violation on the Owls. Simmons tried to get it back to Troisi to reset. And backcourt violation. Lewis comes into the game for the Rams. The Owls with your same starting five out there. There's a nice spin move. And a basket by Schreiber. His first points of the game, and it's 6-0 Johnsonburg. Here comes Twilliger to Simmons. Simmons down low, kicks it out to Troisi, and Troisi misses the three but gets his own rebound, and then it's a jump ball, and it's going to go Johnsonburg's way. So good hustle there by Troisi to get his own rebound, but then a Johnsonburg player ties it up. Okay, the Owls putting on three-quarter court pressure here, and Johnsonburg breaks it across the line. There's a jumper, and it's in. That is Peterson for Johnsonburg, and it's 8-0 Johnsonburg. And there's a timeout for Coach Benardi and your Owls. They haven't indicated at this time. It's going to be a full timeout. We're going to take a short break. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Hey, welcome back. Difficulty there. This is James Patrick back in Johnsonburg. And there's a kick out of bounds off of Johnsonburg, so Owls will retain possession. You've missed no scoring come out of the timeout. It's still 8-0 Johnsonburg, 2:45 left in the first quarter. Daniel Marasco with the ball out to Tyler Simmons. Back to Marasco. Terwilliger. Troisi. Reese. No, Troisi. Troisi in the corner. Oh, and it's another tie up and a jump ball. That one should be Owl's possession coming back to this time. Quick hands there by Johnsonburg. Created the almost turnover and then the jump ball. So your Owls are going to inbound under the basket. It's going to be thrown in by Taryn Reese. Into Marasco. Out to Twilliger. Twilliger, one dribble, picks it up. Back to Reese. Reese with the ball, top of the key. Gets it to Simmons. Simmons, Troisi. And there's a shot by Marasco off the mark. Johnsonburg with the rebound again, all the way to the basket. And that is number four, Stauffer. So four of the five starters on the board for Johnsonburg, and it's 10-0 Rams. Down low to Marasco. Oh, and it's intercepted by Johnsonburg, and they're off and running again. And there's another basket by Stauffer. The Owls are a little out of sorts now right this second. They're down 12-0 here in the first quarter. Twilliger to Troisi. Back to Twilliger. Twilliger's going to drive in. Okay, tipped out off of Johnsonburg. Gelsick and Kalla come back in the game for Johnsonburg. And here comes, we'll figure out who that is here in a second. Twilliger, long three ball. Looked good, but did not go in. There's a big rebound for Daniel Marasco. And Taryn Reese gets the ball, drives in, and is fouled. Taryn's going to shoot two. Hopefully get the Owls off this goose egg they got going on. So Reese will be at the foul line shooting two. First one's up and good. And the second one's off the mark. That was Carter Rulo checking into the game for the first time for your Owls. Okay, Twilliger guards the ball up top. And it's down low to Kalla again, who misses the jumper. And then a battle. And the ball off of Johnsonburg in the far corner. So it's going to be Owls' possession. 53 seconds to go in the first quarter. Johnsonburg leads 12-1. There's Reese with a jumper. It's short. Tipped by Rulo, but controlled by Johnsonburg. Johnsonburg now taking their time, coming across the timeline. JV Owls trying to get your Owls pumped up. Some cheering over there on the bench. Johnsonburg's now slowing things down. Just as I say that, up goes the three. Blocked by Marcus Twilliger out of bounds. They went straight from looking like they were slowed down to a pass to the corner and a jumper. So inbounded by Johnsonburg. Owls in the 2-3 zone still. Stauffer with a ball handling for Johnsonburg. Back to Stauffer for a three. That's off the top of the board and no whistle. And here comes the ball to us. And I rebounded that one, folks. I don't know whose ball it is and who took the timeout. We're going to stay here because I think it's a 30. So Owls off to a slow start. 12-1. Johnsonburg leads in the early going. Johnsonburg's got four scorers, four of the five starters, and only Taryn Reese with the lone free throw for your Bradford Owls. I'm sure that the coaches over there are waking the boys up, so we'll be back at it here and hopefully cut this deficit. Oh, it's not a timeout. How about that? I'm telling people it's a timeout, and I don't know who took it. Okay, I'm telling that to the ref, ladies and gentlemen. That was the end of the first quarter. I guess I should pay attention when those 53 seconds run off. So that's the end of your first quarter with a score 12-1, and we should have taken a break, but we'll make it up to Nick in the studio in a little while. Owls are going to come out to the second quarter with their starting lineup from the first quarter, which is Simmons, Twilliger, Troisi, Marasco, and Reese, Taryn Reese. I believe older brother Talon with a thumb injury, I think, of some sort. Johnsonburg has possession. Johnsonburg out there with their starting five as well. Into the corner. Back up top. That's Stauffer. Nobody has it very long for this Johnsonburg team. And there is a travel. So Owls are going to get possession. Good defense there. Twilliger is going to inbound to Reese. Reese to Simmons. Back to Reese. Oh, and a pass to Rulo. Simmons, Twilliger for three, nails it. Marcus Twilliger for a three ball to get the Owls, cut the deficit to 12-4. Come on, defense, let's go. Get set up. 2-3 zone around the outside. Nobody open down low. Now they get to the foul line, kick back out. Short drive, back up top. Well, this Johnsonburg team really can move the ball well. And the coach pointed at the half court line, and the guy walks back out to half court and stands there dribbling. And I'll try to explain this the best I can, but down south here in the District 9, a lot of times teams take the air out of the ball with a no-shot clock in Pennsylvania. They'll possess it for a couple minutes at a time and eventually wear down the defense and get them, you know, an easy basket. Some very low-scoring games sometimes in the Southern District 9. Elk County was always famous for the four corners, and Johnsonburg was almost doing it there. They maintained possession. They did pass it around. The Owls tipped it out of bounds. In the backcourt, across the timeline comes Johnsonburg. Into the corner. Stauffer is quite the ball handler up top. Good defense by your Owls. There's a little mini drive. Kicked out for a three. That's a three ball. Off the mark. Rebounded by Berg. Up, back up and off the mark. Rebounded again by Johnsonburg. And there's a three off the mark. Rebounded again by Johnsonburg. And put back by Calla. That's Calla's third rebound and put back. The Owls definitely have to not allow three and four chances per trip. They're going to be in big trouble. So right now that's Tyler Simmons with the ball. Down low to Rulo, who gets fouled and will shoot two. Johnsonburg leads 14-4. Owls will be shooting two. Shout out to Spider back there at the high school. Good evening. And the first one's up and off the mark. It almost went way up and back in. So another free throw here for Rulo. Up and off the mark the same way. Johnsonburg with the rebound and off and running they go. Stauffer up top trying to get it down low. Down low to Calla. He kicks it out. And, boy, they move the ball really well. There's a three ball. And off the mark and the rebound comes to Twilliger. Twilliger's off and running. He's going to go all the way, and it's off the mark, rebounded by Johnson Burke. Marcus got the rebound and went quickly down court. Didn't use the board. Tried a little floater, we'll call it. One-handed floater. Tipped out of bounds by the Owls. Johnson Burke will retain possession. They lead 14-4 with 4:52 to go in the first half. Into the game comes Evan Troisi. Troisi is coming in for Simmons. Tyler Simmons takes a seat. Twilliger, Troisi, Reese, Marasco, Rulo. That's not bad since I don't know half of these guys. This is my first Owls game of the season. Almost intercepted. Yeah, it's over and back. Marcus Twilliger with a good defense that created the turnover. So your Owls will have possession down by 10. Be nice if they could get this thing at least a 5 by halftime. Here comes Reese. Reese to Simmons. Simmons hands it off to Twilliger. Down low, Marasco kicks it. Oh, tries to again. Johnsonburg gets a hand on the pass and steals it away. And Johnsonburg, once again, and a 30-second timeout called by Johnsonburg right before a basket. So this is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to Johnsonburg. James Patrick, thank you for tuning in to Bradford Owls basketball tonight, spending the evening with us. 14-4 is the current score. Johnsonburg leads. 4:19 to go in the first half. Owls are out there with Troisi, Twilliger, Marasco, Rulo, and Simmons. There's another quick hand by Twilliger, but Johnsonburg maintains control. And there's a tough shot by Berg. And I believe that's going to be a foul on Johnsonburg. 24, I think. DeMay. That's going to be DeMay's first. And the team's... Well, they've got two up there, but we... Okay. Anyways, Bradford possession. Marasco. Down low to Rulo. Rulo kicks it out to Reese. Reese to Rulo. Marasco. Back to Reese. Reese, spin move. Out to Troisi. Evan Troisi in there. Troisi kicks it out to Marasco. Then there's Reese for a three ball, and he nails it. He nails that three ball, and the Owls have cut the lead to 7, 14-7. Nice little run here for the Owls to cut the lead to 7, and there's a quick hand. A quick hand by Marasco led to Twilliger breakaway, and there's a three ball, and it's in. That was Evan Troisi with a three ball. And we have a whistle. That's a two. The one official saw the toe on the line. So that three ball is a two ball. But a nice little basket there for the Owls on the transition. 14-9, Johnsonburg leads. Must have been a toe on the line. Quick hands by Twilliger, Marasco. Very nice. Okay, Johnsonburg with possession. Yeah, the Owls appear to have woken up. It's a different Owls team out there now. Johnsonburg with possession. Gets it down low. Kicked back out. There's a three ball, and it's good. That's Peterson with a three. Make it 17-9, Johnsonburg. Marasco in the corner. Drives to the foul line. Kicks it out to Troisi. Troisi to Reese. Reese up top still. Out to the wing. Picks up his dribble. Out up top to Marcus Twilliger, who takes it down and drives. Rulo. Troisi in the corner. And that, I'm trying to see past the rep. Marasco. Twilliger open three. Oh, off the front rim. Rebounded by Johnsonburg. Referee standing right in front of me. Johnsonburg ball 17-9. Lead 1:44 to go in the first half. Passing around on the outside. They do, once again, really move the ball well, these Johnsonburg Rams. Quickly. Stauffer with the ball up top. Peterson on the wing. They keep playing catch for a few minutes. Now that stall thing again. There's a shoulder. Stauffer throws a shoulder into Marcus Twilliger, but nothing of it. Double team on Stauffer. Kicks it down. They get it down low. And that's rejected. Rulo twice, back-to-back blocks by Rulo. And there's a rebound by Troisi. No, sorry, Taren Reese. Taren Reese with a rebound. Double back-to-back blocks by Rulo down there. So 17-9, 37 seconds left. Marasco in the corner. Marasco to Troisi. There's Twilliger. Down low to Marasco. Kicks it out. Open three for... That was Evan Troisi with a three ball. 17-12, your Owls trail. Here comes that tough defense again. Kick it around. Open man just passes up the shot. This one won't. There's a three ball. And that's your halftime. Off the mark. So we're at the half. The score is Johnsonburg 17, your Bradford Owls 12. I'm going to tally some things up here. We'll be back with a halftime show. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back for the halftime show. James Patrick here in Johnsonburg, Pennsylvania, where your score is the Johnsonburg Rams 17, the Bradford Owls 12. Pretty much the tale of two quarters. Now, in the first quarter, the Owls were outscored 12-1. And things were looking pretty grim. And then in the second quarter, it was, not quite opposite, but the Owls outscored the Rams 11-5, which gives us our 17-12 deficit here at halftime. Leading the Jayberg Rams, Kalla down low. He's the guy with the rebounds and the putbacks. He's got 6, Peterson 5, Stauffer 4, and Schreiber 2. Your Owls only have 3 scorers so far in the game. Troisi has almost 2 3 balls, but if you recall, his toe was on the line. So Troisi leads the Owls with 5 points. Taren Reese with 4 points, and Marcus Twilliger with 1 3 ball. So the Owls certainly started out a little slow. Maybe the trip down, who knows? But second quarter was much better, and I would hope the third and fourth will build on the second. So let's see. A kid just made a half-court shot. Out there messing around at halftime. I think we're going to take another little break, and we'll be back with you for the third quarter. Once again, the Johnsonburg Rams lead your Bradford Owls at halftime, 17-12. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to Johnsonburg. James Patrick with Owls Basketball here on WESB Sports. As a fat guy, I'm going to tell you that after listening to those sponsors, that Toji Substation, love it. Love it. Good stuff. Okay. Your Owls trying to get back, well, stay on the winning track and run their record to 4-5-2. They're currently 4-2. They had a nice comeback there in the second quarter to get back within 5. 17-12, Johnsonburg currently leads. The Owls were outscored 12-1 in the first quarter and outscored Johnsonburg 11-5 in the second quarter. The tail of the game, the Owls have not shot well. Very close on several baskets, but it's got to go in. And this Calla guy, he's a large body down low for Johnsonburg. He's got 3 rebound and putbacks. The Owls did get more aggressive on the boards after that. I don't have the rebounding stats, but in that first quarter, boy, it had to be 10-1 on rebounds. Johnsonburg got every loose ball and every rebound. So I'm sure the boys have made some adjustments. The coaches have done their deal, and we're about ready to get the second or third quarter underway here. Looks like 4-24, 3-10. Johnsonburg's going to come out with their regular starting lineup, and so are your Owls. So you've got Tyler Simmons, Marcus Twilliger, Evan Troisi, Talon Reese, or Daniel Marasco, and Taron Reese. Probably make that mistake a lot of times with Talon, as I've had these boys for a couple years now, and big brother's normally in there. Okay, Twilliger with the ball. Twilliger to Simmons. Simmons to Troisi, and that is, ooh, that is short. Short by, that was Troisi with the shot. Johnsonburg with the rebound. So we stay at 17-12. Referee in my way again. There's a 3 ball by Johnsonburg off the mark. Twilliger with a beautiful rebound and the hustle play going out of bounds, banking it off the defender's leg. So Marcus skied high for a rebound as he was going out of bounds, got it off the guy, Owls possession. So there's Tyler Simmons in the corner with the ball. Out to Troisi, and there's a foul on Daniel Marasco down low, away from the ball. Rams with possession, no points here in the second half yet. There's a quick hand by the Owls, but it's going to be off of them. Marasco with the tip. Rams will inbound it on the side. Inbounded way to the backcourt. There's Stauffer running the offense for Johnsonburg. And they're passing around the outside. Owls with that pesky 2-3 zone. Not letting that man down low get open. There's a medium-range jumper by number 4, Stauffer, and he puts it in. And Johnsonburg's on the board in the second half. Owls need to match that here. Twilliger up top over to Troisi. There's Taron Reese. mid-range jumper off the back iron, tipped up by Marasco and rebounded by Johnsonburg. Well, Johnsonburg lost control, but he saved it, and then he let it go off his hands. So Owls possession. Owls trail 19-12, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Terwilliger tries to get it down low to Taryn Reese, who was cutting under the basket. Quick Johnsonburg hand knocked it out of bounds. Reese into Troisi. Oh, Simmons with the ball has it stolen away. Johnsonburg with possession. There's a three ball. Long rebound by Reese. Taryn Reese bringing it all down, all the way down court. Gives it to Simmons in the corner. Back out to Reese. Reese to Terwilliger. Terwilliger, couple dribbles. Leaves it for Simmons. Daniel Marasco. Back to Reese. There's Simmons. This is Troisi with the ball. Back to Reese. Tough defense, 2-3 zone here by Johnsonburg. Marasco down low, kicks it out. There's a three ball. It's good by Evan Troisi. And your Owls have cut the lead to 4, 19-15. Owls put the half-court pressure on. There's that shoulder by Stauffer again. He likes to throw it in there, but not hard enough for a foul. Down low, and that is down low to Calla, who strongly puts it up and in. 21-15, Johnsonburg. There's Troisi. Troisi gets it taken. It's going to timeout. It was a scrum on the ground. Timeout taken by Johnsonburg. It's a 30-second timeout. We're going to take a break. This is Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Welcome back. James Patrick here in Johnsonburg. 4:25 to go in the third quarter. The Johnsonburg Rams have possession and the lead. 21-15 over your Bradford Owls. Here comes Stauffer walking it up across the timeline. Twilliger's going to get the defense and he gets picked. Stauffer goes all the way and lays it in. So they set a pick there to clear Stauffer's free, and he went all the way down the lane and laid it in. Back to an 8-point game for Johnsonburg. Terwilliger between the legs, out to Troisi, who tried a three and was off the mark. There's that same pick on Terwilliger up top. That time they didn't get down the lane, but they're passing it around the outside. Open three off the mark. Rebound by Daniel Marasco. Up high for that rebound. There's Troisi in the corner. Out to Reese. Reese resets the offense up at the top of the key. In the corner to Terwilliger. Terwilliger mid-range jumper. Too hard. Daniel Marasco fights for the rebound, but it's taken away by Johnsonburg. Marcus had a nice look at a mid-range jumper there. And Johnsonburg almost threw it away there. And here comes Stauffer all the way down the lane again. Stauffer lays it in. That's 6 points here in the third quarter for Stauffer. We got Reese with the ball. Reese to Simmons. Troisi, Simmons, Reese, Marasco. Oh, Daniel too hard. Gets his own board. Back in and up and in. Nice strong move there by Daniel Marasco after he a little too hard on the layup, got his own board and put it back in. The Owls trail 25-17. There goes Stauffer again, and it's off the mark. Outlet to Troisi. Oh. So 32, Lewis hustled back on the defense. Troisi was by himself and looked like he was going to get a layup, but Lewis hustled back, knocked it out of bounds. So your Owls will have possession. Down by 8. Do we have we have an injured player. I believe the player may have run into the wall, the unpadded part of the wall in the corner. Okay, we haven't taken a timeout. Officials have. Looks like the medical staff here from Johnsonburg is taking that young man right to the dressing room. He went out of bounds over there, you know, in the corner of the court where the padding is not. So both teams are coming back out on the court. The Owls will have possession under their own basket, down by eight. Inbound. Rulo's in the game now. Inbound to Rulo. There's Troisi. Reese with a little floater. It's good. Owls trail by six. Come on, defense. Let's go. Stauffer with the ball and Twilliger with the defense. Stauffer with the ball again. Back to the corner to Demry. Way across court, which is always dangerous. What are we going to call? Looks like it's a foul on number 10, Calla. It is. So there was a long pass across court, and it was intercepted by Troisi. As he was jumping up to intercept it, he was fouled. So it's a first team foul for Johnsonburg. Owls with possession, down by six. Twilliger, Troisi, Reese, Marasco to Rulo. There comes Troisi, and there's a long one. Reese put up a long three. Marasco with the board. And Daniel with a strong turnaround move. Another basket for the Owls, and they trail by four. Owls, who were just down by 10, a 6-0 run. 1 minute left in the third quarter. 25-21, Johnsonburg leads. Peterson, Schaefer has it stolen away. Stolen away by Rulo. Outlets to Terwilliger. He's one on four. Marcus went in to the basket. He was one on four, and he managed to get himself to the free throw line. So Marcus Terwilliger is going to shoot two. Owls are down by four. He can cut this lead in half. First one's up and short. Long outlet pass there to Marcus Terwilliger, but there was four guys back for Johnsonburg. He said, I'm going there anyways. So did work his way to the line. Second one is up and in. Put it in the wrong spot on my score sheet. So your Owls trail by three. 41.7 seconds to go. Nice little run here by your Owls. Johnsonburg, as soon as I tell you they're playing for a last shot, they'll throw up a three. So I won't tell you that, but it looks like they might do that. There's 20 seconds left now. Up top to Schaefer. Stauffer. Around the outside. That's number one, Gasek, in the game for Johnsonburg. There's a three ball. Off the mark, rebounded. Rebounded by Calla and put back in. So they get the last basket of the half to maintain their five-point lead, 27-22. We'll take a short break and be back for the fourth quarter. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. James Patrick here in Johnsonburg. Your Bradford Owls, as we head into the fourth quarter here, trail the Johnsonburg Rams 27-22. That third quarter, both teams scored 10 points. It was a run for Johnsonburg to start, then a run for the Owls, and then a basket at the end for Johnsonburg. 10 points apiece, and we still have a five-point spread. Johnsonburg with possession to begin the fourth quarter. And there's double team in the corner. And a full timeout taken by the Johnsonburg coach. We're going to stay right here. I'll try to figure out something to talk about for a minute. So one of the Johnsonburg players got in trouble there in the corner. He got double teamed, and he was just about to throw it and possibly throw it away. And the Johnsonburg coach took a timeout. So your Owls are going to need to get some stops here. I mean, they're only down five, but can't trade baskets. That'd be the final score. 5-point spread. So they're going to need to get a few defensive stops, hit some shots on the offensive end, and try to get out of here with a W. We got a DJ in the booth up there. So, yeah, Rulo, Troisi, Terwilliger, Marasco, Simmons. Five on the floor for your Owls. Just underway here in the fourth quarter, 15 seconds in, first possession. Johnsonburg's going to inbound under their basket. 5-point game. Stafford, Kala is fouled, so he's going to go to the free throw line. Fouls on Rulo, his first. First free throw's up and off the mark. This guy is definitely a force underneath. Big, thick body, tall, and able to maneuver down low. Second one is up and in. Owls with possession. There's Reese. Rulo. Terwilliger. Hands it off back to Reese. Marasco up top. There's Simmons. Marcus Terwilliger with a strong move and then a little late on the shot. Fighting down there amongst the trees. Johnsonburg with the board. Up by six and the ball. Owls hustling here on defense, but boy, like I have said the whole game, Johnsonburg really moves the ball well all over the court. There was an open three, but the man passed it up. Double team, and there's a steal by the Owls. Terwilliger out to Simmons, and it went off of Simmons. Darn it. Nice defense by the Owls. They create the steal. Outlet pass goes off of Simmons. Oh, quick hand there, almost created a turnover. And there comes Stauffer again. He misses, rebounded by Rulo. Rulo out to Taryn Reese. Terwilliger. There's Daniel down low. And he lays it in. Nice pass from Marcus to Daniel Marasco, who lays it in. Owls down by four. Come on, defense, boys. 6 minutes to go in the game. Ooh. Troisi tries to pick the pocket of Schreiber, and they call him on the foul. It's two team fouls on the Owls. Tyler Simmons checks into the game for Evan Troisi. There's an open man in the corner for Berg. Passes it up. Back to Stauffer, and that's a travel. Owls are going to get possession down by four. Marcus Terwilliger is going to inbound. He inbounds to Reese. Taryn Reese with the ball. Calling out the play. Down low to Rulo. Oh, Rulo tries to get it. He fights for it, gets it back. And then Coach Benardi calls timeout. Rulo got trapped in the corner. It's a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay here for this one, folks. The Owls have a possession here and a 4-point deficit. It'd be nice to cut it to two or certainly even one. They've picked up their game since the first quarter. They really came out asleep, I like to say. So it looks like we're in for a fantastic finish, I hope. 5:27 to go in the game. Good quick hands hustle by the Owls here in this fourth quarter so far. Rulo, Marasco, Terwilliger, Simmons, and Reese in the game for your Owls. Simmons with the ball. Daniel Marasco, top of the key. Or Marcus Terwilliger, sorry. Back to Simmons. Simmons gets it over to Rulo. Rulo down low for Daniel. Back to Rulo. Marcus up top at top of the key. Marcus with a dribble. Gives it up to Simmons. Simmons dribbles down low. There's Daniel. Daniel passed up a mid-range. There's Marcus for three off the mark. Rebounded by Johnsonburg. That's Kala again. So Johnsonburg with possession. 4-point lead. Long pass to the corner. There's the foul on Terwilliger. I thought it was something else. Pardon me. Johnsonburg with the ball. Stauffer up top. Back to Stauffer. They keep now down low in the corner. Oh, long shot. Rebounded by Kala, and he misses the layup, and Marasco gets it for your Owls. Marasco to Reese. Marasco, I thought Daniel was going to try the three. He was open for it. Y'all slow it down a little bit now. Trail by four with possession. Reese dribbles, hands it off to Marasco. Marasco foul line, hands it to Terwilliger. Spin move. Daniel Simmons in the corner. Terwilliger now in the corner. Drives the baseline. He's kind of stuck. Moving the ball around well. Terwilliger for a deep three from the corner. Off the back iron. And a foul on Rulo trying to clear out to get the rebound. Carter Rulo with his second. Johnsonburg possession. 3:32 to go in the game. 28-24 is your score. Johnsonburg walking it up across the timeline. Stauffer with the ball. Stauffer gets it down low to... And one. Down low to Calla. Calla puts it in hard, strong, and gets fouled. The foul is on Rulo again. That's his third real quick. He's going to come out of the game for Troisi. Troisi's back in. Marasco, Simmons to Williger, Troisi, and Reese. The free throw's good by Calla. That one hurt. 7-point lead for Johnsonburg. There's a shot. Oh, in and out. In and out. The shot by Reese. Rattled in and rattled out. Rebounded by Jay Berg. 7-point lead just under the 3-minute mark. And a good defense by the Owls, and Johnsonburg steps out of the base, onto the baseline. Owls will have possession, down by 7. Need a big basket here. 2:43 to go in the game. The Owls have 5 fouls, in the, at least it shows 5 in the quarter. So Johnsonburg will be at the line. Marasco down low, out to Simmons. Simmons, mid-range jumper, fouled. He's going to shoot 2. Tyler Simmons will go to the free throw line for 2. That fouls on DeMay. That's his second. Simmons a little long for the first one. Not much scoring here in the third quarter, or sorry, the fourth quarter. And that one's in for Simmons. We now have a 6-point game. Owls with the full court pressure. Here comes Stauffer, and they break the timeline. Then they pull it back up top. Stauffer with the ball. I think Stauffer's going to have the ball a lot here in the end of the game. That is down low. Down low to Schreiber, who puts it in. 8-point lead for Johnsonburg. 1:50 to go. Here comes Reese. Reese to Simmons. Daniel Marasco at the foul line. He drives in, puts it up strong, gets his own rebound, puts it back up, and it is taken away by Johnsonburg. Stauffer. Stauffer with the ball. He likes to throw that shoulder into Twilliger. Back to Stauffer. Now they're just taking a little time. We're down to 1:15 to go in the game. Stauffer dribbling around. He puts it in the hands of DeMray. Stauffer back to Stauffer. And there's a foul on Stauffer. Well, the foul against Stauffer. That's on Daniel Marasco. That's Daniel's second. That's going to put Stauffer at the line for 2. So we've got 1:03 to go. The Owls trail by 8, 33-25. Stauffer's free throw is up and good. Stauffer's second free throw is good. And the Owls, there's a full timeout. We're going to take it with them. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The 3 exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all 3 distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Welcome back. James Patrick here in Johnsonburg, where your Owls trail 35-25 with 1 minute, 3 seconds to go in the game. The story of the game, Johnsonburg's quickness and rebounding ability. They got some wide bodies down low, a lot of putbacks, a lot of rebounds and putbacks. Owls unable to really get a steady momentum going on offense. So they trail by 10, 1:03 to go in the game. Owls with possession. Twilliger, Reese, Troisi, Simmons, Marasco. There's Reese to Troisi to Simmons. Twilliger takes it all the way in strong. Marcus with a layup. Owls with pressure on the ball, trying to make something happen, and there's a foul. They're going to get some. First one's up and good. I think Stauffer is the guy we want to foul. Just my assessment. Second one is up and good. Back to a 10-point game, 39 seconds to go. Terwilliger with the ball. Terwilliger out to Troisi, Simmons, Reese, Terwilliger, Marasco for a three ball. A little short, rebounded by Johnsonburg. 17 seconds to go in the game. And the crowd cheers, and that might be our final. Yeah, it will be our final, but we've got 10 seconds to go. 37-27 is going to be your final score. I am going to tally up the totals here, and I'll be back for a post game. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to your tonight. Your final score is Johnsonburg Rams 37, Bradford Owls 27. Owls were looking to stay on their winning ways. Their record now falls to 4-3. Tonight's game is summed up with the rebounding success for Johnsonburg and, you know, putbacks. They handled the ball really well. The Owls had some spurts. They fought back. They had a real nice second quarter, outscored Johnsonburg 11-5, but they couldn't muster up enough momentum there in the final quarter. They went in down by 5, and they lose the game by 10. So leading scorers tonight were almost all from Jayburg. Kalla, the big guy down low, at 15 points. Stauffer, their point guard, at 14. Peterson with 10, Schreiber with 6. Leading your Owls was Evan Troisi with 8, Daniel Marasco with 6, Taryn Reese with 6, Marcus Terwilliger with 6, Tyler Simmons with 1. So balanced scoring for the Owls, but not a lot of it. They'll look to rebound here soon. So, you know, a loss at Johnsonburg isn't the worst thing. We're going to come back strong next game. We are going to, you know, on WSB Sports, we take a short break now. We'll be back on the air on the 27th at the IBO tournament over in Allegheny. It's always a lot of fun. I believe the Owls are going to play, I think the Owls play Port Allegheny again, actually, in the first round of the IBO tournament. I could be wrong there, but on December 27th, we'll be back on the air with Owls basketball at the annual IBO tournament. And once again, the final score tonight from Johnsonburg is the Johnsonburg Rams 37, the Bradford Owls 27. We will now go live to the Denver Broncos taking on the LA Chargers, brought to you by Westwood One, already in progress. This has been Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.